Coggo and Iz for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
Now, book week was last week around Central Vic, and lots of schools are continuing it this week. And I thought, gee, it would be a stressful time for parents, either not knowing when it is, not being organised with costumes. We're all busy. I whinge about being busy, and I've got no kids.
No, so, you don't. Last time you looked.
Yeah, haven't checked in a while, but I'm pretty sure I still don't have any. And it would be stressful for parents, so I've decided to step in, and that's where Tess and Tani from Big Hill Primary School come into it. Morning, girls.
Morning. Good morning.
Now, guys, are you organised for your school's book week this week? Tell me where you're at.
No, not really.
Oh, no.
Does Mum usually get your costumes ready for book week, or is it a bit of a struggle?
Bit of a struggle.
Now, what we've got here is one girl who's really, really honest and straightforward, and the other one's a bit, oh, don't say that.
What would you like? Book week, you go to Big Hill Primary School, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, for you guys, book week's on Friday. So if you could be anything that you wanted to be, what type of characters would it be?
I would like to be Dorothy. Oh. I would like to be Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh,
okay. That's good.
That's cute.
I haven't got a Dorothy outfit. Got a Mickey Minnie Mouse one. But that's not a book, is it?
Don't think so.
No, all right, we'll shut up.
Yeah, girls, lucky it's not Coggo who's dressing you up because he's got no idea,
I've
does
got
he?
A goofy one. No? Okay.
So if Mum is a bit busy, and she obviously works hard to look after you guys, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a bit busy at the moment, so how about Auntie Ezzie goes to the costume cupboard, I'll sort you out for book week, and you will look $1 million on Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's all right. Now, I'll see what I can do. I don't know if they've got Dorothy and Little Red Riding Hood, but I'll see what I can do.
Do you have girls, do you have a second choice? If you couldn't get those outfits, what else would you like to be? Was there something?
Really anything.
Yeah, okay. Oh. That narrows it down to a lot of things.
The world's your oyster.
Exactly. I love it. Good. So Big Hill Primary School, when is it? This Friday that you're on?
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
Okay. Have you caught up with friends and found out what they're doing, or is it all a secret?
I've caught up with a couple of my friends of what they're doing.
What are they going as?
I think one of my friends, Miller, she said something, but I totally forgot.
I wonder if these kids are related to me.
Tess, Tani, don't you stress about it. And
not
tell
a,
Mum to sit back with a cup of tea and relax, because I have got this sorted for you, all right?
Yep. Thank you.
No
thank
worries,
you.
Guys.
All right, we'll sort you two girls out. Don't worry about that. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go to the costume cupboard.
What if they haven't got it? You're just going to get something else?
I'll go to Spotlight and get sewing. Oh, God.
Good luck. I don't love cancer. I hate it. Everybody does.
The C word.
It is.
The worst C word.
The Australian scientists that are doing a wonderful job are doing lots of things right around for people right around the world. Let's face it, you hear about it, and it come from Australia. We are very good at this, Aaron.
We are very good at it. Thank you, scientists.
Now, just here in Australia, this I love, and if it became, you know, to fruition, which I think it will, they're calling it the Holy Grail. Australian scientists are developing a blood test for cancer. Now, what
awesome.
This... Yeah, exactly. What this means is that if you can get onto it quick enough, then you're a much better chance of getting rid of the bloody, silly bloody disease. So, not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but that there, I think, is a great thing.
So many different types of cancer, and so often they say that early detection can be the difference between life and death. So, if you can use that blood test to detect something a bit quicker, then, oh my goodness, that's groundbreaking.
Look, it is, and the thing is that this is an exclusive from the Herald Sun, so I'm going to read this out of there because it makes more sense than when I speak. Successful trials on animals. Researchers are now working on adapting the test so they can screen for almost any type of cancer within half an hour.
Wow.
Of taking a simple finger prick blood sample. That is amazing. While it's not the greatest thing to talk about, I think if you can get to it quicker, that's better. I've always thought, and I'm not sure, you know, we talk about men and how they don't go to the doctor, and you girls do it much better. Of course you do. I just wonder, you know, even with guys, where it should be compulsory to have a blood test once a year to get your numbers back.
You go and do that.
I do it every 6 months, which is probably too much. But, I mean, my best mate's a doctor, so he's going to do that. But the thing is that every 12 months, you had to have a test.
Yeah.
You know, and look, the test is down the road at Where's this one across here?
St. John of God?
Yeah, across up the road here, the day surgery. It takes about 10 minutes. So yeah, it's not a huge thing. And you've got to fast overnight, so you're going to have something to eat till midnight and get up. They open about 8:30 and off you go. So it's a 10-minute thing. You get your numbers back, and if something's high or low, you can say, all right, got a problem there.
Yeah, we'll fix that. Great.
I mean,
yeah,
that's, to me, should be for men.
Particularly compulsory over a certain age when, you know, absolutely, when these things
are a
little
more common.
Really.
I mean, if you said 30, 35, I would say, yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
Because these days, you know, things can happen with men and women, of course, in younger age. I think we all have this myth that, oh, well, you know, and I know the government says you get to 50, you've got to have the bowel test, bowel cancer test as well. But things happen when you're young, you know,
yeah,
that,
do,
particularly for women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we, you know, that's why we have to go and get biannually smears and,
yeah,
things like,
well,
that.
Well, you've got to do that. No, being serious, you have to do that, and I know that's not pleasant.
No, but you get it done because it's not pleasant. The alternative's not pleasant either. You'd rather know, wouldn't
that's
you?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But if we could get a blood test for any types of cancer for early detection, and if our scientists here in Australia have figured that out, then every bit of fundraising that we've ever done is worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, good call. And look, hopefully that's coming. I'll read more into it and see if there's any more to the story and do a bit of searching, because I love my preparation.
You do.
You know,
you love research.
But I still think for guys it should be compulsory over a certain age to get a blood test once a year.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute job. You give it to the doctor. You go back in and see the doctor and they'll say, right, all right, here's your list. And what you do is you compare them from year to year. So, for example, my glucose, last time I had a look, was up a little bit. Now it's down again because, you know, you adjust things. Do you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. But you see, it's not like that, but it certainly gives you an idea what's going on with your world.
Were you surprised your glucose was high?
Well, what I was doing, no, I'm in a serious note. I'll tell you, because no one's listening at the moment, because it's early. I was eating like a bag of lollies a day.
Yes.
I was addicted to lollies, and it was bizarre. And then I realised that, hey, this is not good. So
you didn't want to cut out any other sugar that you have?
Aaron.
Let's not be silly.
Triple M.
If you want to feel like a hero this week, it's very simple because it happened to me yesterday.
A hero.
I was strutting around like I was the best person in the world.
Right.
I went to Coles in town yesterday, Arvo.
Yep.
Just to get stuff for tea.
Is it the one right in town?
Yep, the one right in town.
Put money in the buskers thing?
There was no busker out the front yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Anyway, I usually shop at Aldi, so I'm not used to shopping at Coles just
Aldi,
because it's where I live.
You
it's
went
easier.
After a motorbike helmet, were you?
No, I didn't need one today. Yesterday, so I went to Coles. First of all, I forgot my bloody bag, so I had to pay for more of those plastic bags. They're just accumulating.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very frustrating. But then I bought all my groceries and I'd spent just over $60, which means I was entitled to two Coles mini shoppers.
Ooh, they're popular as.
The lady said, are you collecting mini shoppers? And I'm not. I mean, I don't really have anything that I would do with mini shoppers.
No.
But the person behind me in the line had two little kids. They were very cute.
I know where you're going with this.
So I said, yes, I am collecting Coles mini shoppers. I turned around and I gave them to the kids, and I'm the best person in the world.
You would have. People love it. Oh, sorry. Not just kids.
The checkout chick looked at me as if to say, you cheater. That's not how you're meant to do it. And I said, I don't care. And the kids ripped them open. I think they already had the ones that I'd given them, but that's against the point.
Yeah. And she also looked at you funny when you called her a checkout chick. I don't think they call that anymore,
yeah,
but anyway.
What do you call them?
Well, not chicks. They're supermarket workers.
She was a chicky babe.
Sure. Yeah, they are popular, those things, and
yes,
people are going mad for them, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, and I saved someone's day.
Mm.
I am the best person
Good
ever.
On you. Didn't even have to wear your jocks on the outside of your pants, and you still were a superhero.
Yep, not all heroes wear capes, Bryce.
Heard that.
Yep.
Triple M.
Pocket money, we're asking, because apparently these days, if you're going to give it to your kids, it's got to be a bit. It's got to be like $30, $40, $50. That's too much,
I think that's ridiculous. What would kids do with that much money?
Well, I don't think it's a lot, though. That's the problem. I mean, so many things are so dear these days.
Yeah, but that's what birthdays and Christmases are for.
Yeah, I suppose, but yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a parent. I've got a lot to learn, I'm told.
Yeah,
That's what
Who
they
said
say.
That to you?
Oh, people say it.
Do they? Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to the phone. We want to find out as far as pocket money is concerned. Now,
Megan,
growing up, what did you get or what did you do?
Well, I didn't get pocket money. It was not handed to me when I was younger. You had to earn it. And so I had two different jobs. One was working at the local milk bar, which was the worst job in the world because I think I ate all my pay.
Oh, yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah. And the other one I worked at was Coles New World, and I used to be started off as a bag packer.
Yeah.
And then I graduated to being on the register, which, you know, was, you were a hero if you were doing that. And I used to love it because that was in the day where you'd go up to a little window in an office and they'd hand you a little yellow envelope with about $22 in it.
Hey, no, raking
yeah,
it in.
It was, yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, it was the best thing, and that's when I discovered lay-by-it brushes.
The old brushes, eh? Were they great the records?
Brushes. Oh, they were. They had the records. I think I bought the first big stereo system, my big boombox of brushes. I put it on lay-by and I paid off about $2 a week.
So, I used to have a brushes and a Hargraves Mull here too. Yeah. Same thing. I used to go in and get the top 40 songs and I'd do a little bit of DJing. And you'd go to brushes and you'd look at the guy behind the counter and you'd go, mate, the record's in. Yes!
Yes! Yeah, but we were never given pocket money. We had to go out and earn it. You know, another thing was we used to collect the brown long neck beer bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottle I used to come around and collect them, and you get a couple of bucks for that too.
Oh, I wish they did that at my place.
Yeah.
I'd make a mozza.
Yeah. You used to collect the bottles or take them up the Tarek's bottles up the milk bar and get 10 cents a bottle, yeah.
Yeah, it climbed up to about 20 cents and we're all right, weren't we?
Oh, weren't we? I tell you what, there were plenty of ways to make money if you wanted to do it, but it's a bit different now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Times
sadly.
Have changed,
Megan,
right?
love it. Thank you, Megan.
All about working hard. Well, Tommy Nicko's on the phone from North Bendigo. What are your thoughts on pocket money, Tommy?
Look, I'm all for it, Izzy. My kids, fantastic they are. They get $100 an hour.
What?
It costs me about a dollar because they're bloody hopeless.
What do you mean?
Just don't, they won't do anything.
Oh,
terrible.
Okay.
So if you're $100 an hour, you know, it's probably a dollar worth of work they do every week. That's weekly.
Yeah, what did you do though, mate? You would have been a bugger.
Back in my day, mate, like I had the best paper run going around, a bit like a few of the other text messages and that in the Facebook page, but I used to do up around Barclay Street there where all the doctors live. Fantastic little run. It was the pride and joy of the Pall Mall News Agency was to get the Barclay Street run, which wasn't far from home. It was great. Again, 5-6 days a week, starting at 5:30, and you got paid about $8.90 for the week.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. And but Tom, if you go back to the 70s, and that's what it was, we're talking 70s here, so that was a fair bit for you.
Yes. Yeah, and it was a lot of money, but the thing was, on a Saturday, being around the Barclay Street area and the doctors, Saturday age, mate. You remember the Saturday age?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to go back and get them again. They were thick.
I had 26 to deliver on a Saturday, and my God, it was terrible. You just couldn't do it. You'd fit about 5 in your paper sack and then you'd have to go back and they'd have a drop it. I used to get them. There was a milk bar down on Barnard Street. Do you remember that?
Yeah, remember that? The old Barnard down the road here.
They used to leave the second half of your run there and you just go there and load up again and...
That was never fun. $8
is
$8.
The best is now. No, when you see people do a paper run now, they use prams, but from a distance, you just see these blokes pushing a pram and then grabbing something and just chucking it at a house.
A lot of it's done in cars now.
It is.
They throw them out the window.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
How do they make any money?
The best run that we had as a paper run was at Gibson's when I was there in Macrae Street, and it was the hospital run. If you got the hospital run, it was the cream de mar. It was it. It was the ultimate because it paid $13.
Well, I started, the very first one I started was the afternoon. I can't remember what paper was in the afternoon. It might have been the Herald. The Sun was the morning one and the Herald come out in the afternoon. And I did all the pubs.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened to me, I suppose. I learned at about 12 that pubs are a good place.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.